It is Mulcahy Rock, Siam. Rock is old man, and what can I say? I hate advertising on things that come to us from cyberspace. However, and this is big, if we use social media, we are all advertising ourselves. Some social media venues feel very much like toys, not at all serious. I thought that way about TikTok. But a guy who uses TikTok all the time is Gary. Gary is not the name he started with, but we can call him Gary Vaynerchuk. That's the way I say his name. I hope he doesn't mind. Sometimes he wants to be called Gary V, just to make it very simple. He was born in 1975, which means he's a few months younger than my elder son. The way that he comes across on TikTok is like he's a motivational speaker. But his real business is catering to winos. Vaynerchuk was born in Belarus, which was a part of the Soviet Union, but now is not. But when his parents moved him at the age of 3 to the USA, it was a part of the Soviet Union. He is of Jewish descent. He lived in a studio apartment in Queens, New York, with 8 other family members after living in Queens. Vaynerchuk and his family moved to Edison, New Jersey, where Vaynerchuk operated a lemonade stand and earned thousands of dollars on weekends trading baseball cards. My elder son in Atlanta, Georgia, did not earn that much money, but he was into baseball cards at a similar age. And I thought the trading of baseball cards got him ready to be an investment counselor. I'm talking about my son in the USA. I'm not talking about Gary. Now back to Gary. He graduated from North Hunterdon High School. He graduated with a bachelor's degree from Mount Ida College in Newton, Massachusetts in 1998. After graduating from college, he assumed day-to-day control of his father's Springfield, New Jersey store, Shoppers Discount Liquors. Gary renamed the store Wine Library, launched sales online, and in 2006 started Wine Library TV, a daily webcast covering wines. I, in the late 80s, worked in a retail wine shop, and the man who owned the shop had his own label for wines, his own label for fine French wines. He's dead and gone now. Gary is actually worth $160 million. Much more than me. And now, election news. As shown by the episode of this podcast just before this one, I really like Elizabeth Warren. But Amy Klobuchar is kind of cute, too. She canceled a rally in her home state on Sunday after protesters took over the stage shouting for her to drop out of the presidential race, and I thought that she already had, but no. The protests were all about a case from some years ago, and I think she was the prosecutor. She has struggled to win support from African Americans, a major problem for her campaign. She seeks the Democratic nomination. Her best finish in the first four contests was in New Hampshire, an overwhelmingly white state where she came in third. In both Nevada and South Carolina, she trailed far behind the front runner. And if the front runner in South Carolina was Joe Biden, he was also, I'm sad to report, the front runner in Minnesota, Amy's home state, as we record on the big Tuesday that has multiple states going to the polls. Mockery rocks. I want to make mockery of the other party because both parties are having primaries and not many Republicans are going out to vote. I'm actually wondering if the voters in the Republican Party in the primaries can outnumber those who applaud at rallies for the American president. He always has a rally in the primary state, but he doesn't talk about people voting. Numerous pundits, journalists, and politicians speculate that Donald Trump might face a significant Republican primary challenge, but no. No, everybody's saying let him have it, or let the Russians do all the work. The 2020 Republican Party presidential primaries and caucuses are a series of ongoing elections taking place in many U.S. states and the District of Columbia and five U.S. territories. These events will elect most of the 2,550 delegates to send to the Republican National Convention. Delegates to the National Convention may otherwise be elected by the respective state party organizations. The delegates to the National Convention will vote by ballot to select the nominee, but we all assume that the incumbent will be the nominee. The guy by the name of Weld, who is actually older than I am, and therefore older than the president. Bill Weld is the only guy opposing the incumbent. He has one delegate so far. One. I mentioned briefly that I have a son in the United States of America as well as Rocky. Rocky is my son in Japan. They know they are in the same family. They know they have the same father. My son in the USA wants to come to Japan with his family, as he has done before, but he wants to get close to the Olympics, and he wants to climb Mount Fuji with us. But it all depends on the virus situation. Then comes this story. Japan's Olympic minister said on Tuesday the contract to hold the games only specifies the event has to be held in the calendar year 2020. Seiko Hashimoto's response to a question in the Japan upper house, the legislative body, implies the Olympics could be held later in 2020 and would not have to start on exactly July 24th as planned. The Tokyo Olympics are being threatened by a fast-spreading virus, the famous one we all know about. And it has been blamed for 12 deaths in Japan and has shut down most sports competitions. The IOC has the right to cancel the games only if they are not held during the year 2020. Hashimoto told that legislative body, this can be interpreted to mean the games can be postponed as long as they are still within that calendar year. IOC officials and Tokyo 2020 organizers have repeatedly said they expect the Olympics to open on schedule. Others have suggested the spreading virus could force cancellation, postponement, or moving events to other cities. Previously on Mockery Rocks, I've mentioned a church that is a sect that is like a cult in Korea. And this didn't go over well on television in that country. When the elderly leader of a South Korean religious sect knelt before the nation on TV, he had hoped to diffuse public anger over his church's role in spreading the coronavirus. Yet Lee Man-hee's apology for the national calamity instead whipped up more outrage due to a watch he was wearing. The gold-colored watch visible on his left wrist was apparently given to him by disgraced former President Park Geun-hye, who was impeached and jailed in 2017 for corruption and abuse of power. Images of the watch quickly trended on Twitter, while Lee Man-hee watch was the most searched phrase on South Korea's biggest search portal, which is not Google, but rather Naver. There was no comment on the controversy from Lee, but a leader at the same church said there was nothing untoward about the watch. It was given as a merit award. Thank you very much. Other news from South Korea. They had a blast. An explosion occurred at Lotte Chemicals plant in the city of Seosan in South Korea, injuring more than 20 people, South Korea's Yonhap News Agency said on the same day that I'm recording this, which is Wednesday, the 4th of March. I have no idea how to say the word spelled N-A-P-H-T-H-A, and I have no idea what kind of cracker would be at a chemical plant. South Georgia cracker I know about. South Korean chemical plant cracker I know nothing about. As I said earlier, we are all advertising ourselves on social media. But how do I separate me from my persona? Me, Pat Boggs, in Shizuoka, Japan. Because Gary was on another thing. He was on First We Feast, or Hot Ones, or something like that, and I understood him much better from that. Do you know that YouTube presentation? And Gary was saying, use every social media outlet you can. So I have to learn how to use the ones that I'm not using so well. But we put episodes of this podcast not only on Patreon, not only on the feed through Apple Podcasts, but also on Twitter. So those of you who find us on Twitter, thank you very much. My advice is always the same: maintain your cool.